Mary Beth Quirk is joining us this morning, shopping editor with Consumer Reports. And I don't mean to scare anyone, but Black Friday is only about 3 weeks away. Now, Mary Beth, is Black Friday, is it still the holy grail of the shopping season?
It's kind of a little bit different now. It's sort of morphed into Black November. So people know they can get deals, or if they don't, they should know they can get deals all month leading up to it. So while Black Friday is still kind of like a adventure adrenaline rush for some people who really like that, you can get deals all month long.
You know, you can kind of tell a good shopper from their apps and websites, can't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of different apps and websites that you can use to assist you in your research to make sure you're getting the best deal, whether you're doing your research ahead of time or you have an app in the store. If you're at home, you can check out things like Google Shopping or Next Tag, Price Grabber. Those are a few. And then when you're in stores, there's a lot of the Black Friday sites actually have their own apps, so you can comparison shop while you're there. So those also, like Amazon, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, they also have apps so you can scan something and with your phone while you're in the store and see if it's cheaper somewhere else.
Right. And, you know, I've always felt like because of all of that, I don't need to be up overnight on Black Friday to be out to get something. Do you agree?
For me, I think it's kind of like whatever floats your boat. Like if you like to be out there with everybody else, there are some really great doorbuster sales that you can only get, you know, in the bricks and mortar. But there's plenty of options, again, like just at home on your computer. And Cyber Monday is only a few days after that. So there's a lot of deals that day, too.
Yeah. And I mean, it's basically all of the deals start really for the full month of November, right? Before even we get to December.
Yeah, it's all month long. I mean, and there's some other things that, like, even independent of the whole Black Friday hullabaloo, Consumer Reports research has shown that November is the cheapest time of year to buy major appliances. So if you need a new refrigerator, a new oven, a washer and dryer, you might want to start looking at those deals, you know, in November, because there's going to be some great discounts on that as well.
Well, are there certain items that you should be holding out for just for Black Friday? Are there certain things that are a special that day only?
I mean, it's not really anymore. I mean, TVs, again, are a huge thing. There's some rock-bottom prices that stores put out there so that, you know, they want to get that foot traffic in the stores because they also know that maybe you're there for a TV, but you're going to impulse purchase something else. But I would say I think you can get online TV deals all month long as well. You just have to do your research, keep your eyes out, you know, just see what's out there before you decide, I'm only going to go on Black Friday and get this TV.
What is your best shopping strategy as you get ready for the holidays?
I like to use a combination. I'm a big social media person, so I actually, even if I usually don't follow like a retailer I like, I will definitely do that on Twitter or Facebook, because you never know, they might put out some like special, you know, early access discounts if you like their page, or you can sign up for some loyalty programs too. It's another thing that maybe you don't do all the time, but they'll give you like early access deals so you can skip lines and things like that. I think that's kind of in the digital world. That's where I like to focus my energy.
So you think it's worth it to subscribe to certain sites?
I do. I think especially if you're really looking for discounts. I mean, they're not just going to hand them to you sometimes. And they might not be for a great product, too. So it might look attractive, but then you've got this $200 60-inch TV at home, and in like a year, it's, you know, the picture quality is not great. There's features you didn't know you wanted that you don't have. So you don't just go for the price. Do see what, you know, Consumer Reports, we track all of these products. We've got some great ratings, so we can help you decide if that's an actual quality product before you spend money on it.
What about shipping? Do you pay for shipping over the holidays? I mean, when you've got Amazon Prime with Target now having free shipping November and December, should anybody pay for shipping over the holidays?
In my view, I'd say no, because like you mentioned, Amazon has it. A lot of the other major retailers are either dropping their shipping specifically for the holidays because they know that's what they need to compete out there. People are used to getting that major saving on not paying for shipping. So I think if you see something that has a high shipping cost, look elsewhere, because odds are somebody else is going to have free shipping.
All right. Happy shopping.
Thanks. You too. Good luck.
All right. That's Mary Beth Quirk, shopping editor with Consumer Reports.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.